Put on your caveman blue because it's time for the Caveman Corner, where we talk football with the young men and their coaches who carry their colors onto the gridiron every Friday night. It's all brought to you by Abby's Legendary Pizza. Now let's head to the Beacon Drive Abby's with Chuck Benson.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. Glad to have you with us here at the Beacon Drive Abby's Pizza. Come on down. And if there's a strange odor wafting through the air, it's barbecue. And it's happening right here at Abby's Pizza because we have a new special this month. Are you ready for this? It's their original barbecue chicken pizza. It's only $26.99. It's a three cheese blend layered with barbecue sauce and chicken pizza and onions. And it is so good. And we're starting to dive into that right now as we get into all kinds of things here at KAJO's Caveman Corner, the Beacon Drive Abby's Pizza. Come on down, wear your caveman blue, and your soft drink is absolutely free with an order. So we want to talk some football tonight. And with us is their defensive coordinator, Robbie Zinan. Robbie, of course, the defensive coordinator comes in, and we want to talk about the offense putting up 55 points last Friday night. What was it like on the sidelines for that contest? It must have been wild, at least for a while.
That first half was really intense. A lot of emotion. This is a team that our guys have wanted to beat for the last few years. I think they outscored our seniors in their last two contests, somewhere around 90 points to 6. High-scoring first half, as everybody saw. We went in at halftime. We brought the boys together. Came out in the second half, and I thought we executed really well in the second half. But I tell you what, the end of that football game was special.
Oh, I bet it was. We saw the crowd on the field. Didn't look like anybody wanted to leave after that. Describe after the game, too.
It was a special electricity in the air. Number 4 for South Salem had caught the ball on the sideline. Ball was a little wide, caught it real tight. Went out of bounds about 2 yards short of the first down. And it took our boys a minute to realize that was fourth down.
He didn't get the first down.
Yeah,
he didn't get the first down.
We're calling for the offense, and all of a sudden we're in victory formation, and our boys had just realized that we beat South Salem. And the place erupted after one kneel of the football.
All right. Tell me about the offense here. What was going on the offensive side of the football? I know you're the defensive coordinator, but it must have been crazy there. And I know we used a lot of players.
Yeah, we did. We do a lot of rotating to keep guys fresh. Our offense likes to go fast and throw the ball all around. And then we have two pretty dynamic backs that do a good job of slicing up the defense. They were playing a 5-under coverage with two guys deep. And Coach Page and the offensive staff did a good job of finding ways to manipulate their underneath coverage. And we found guys wide open throughout the game that led to big plays.
For the second time in two games in a row, a tough start in the first series for the Grants Pass Cavemen. And I'm not sure if it was nerves or if it was just an execution error or what it was, but it seemed like we're beginning a pattern there, but it went away pretty quickly.
Yeah, I think our guys just need to settle in. You know, there's a maturing process that comes with playing varsity football, especially at the 6A level. And as these kids age and get better, I think that's going to go away.
Okay. The pregame ceremonies that you guys go through, the warm-ups, the walks around the field, every time I see it this year, it looks a little different. Is Coach Page changing it up every time? Is that by design, or are we trying to do something different?
Yeah. We have a specific schedule we stick to, but it's a lot of Coach Page and his ideas. He does a lot of things for mindfulness and our mental state to keep the boys ready. And we have a lot of that anxious anticipation when we play the game. The mat room was a little hot, which it should be, but there was room out on the field, and they weren't at the school yet, so we went down to the field and did a wide-open walkthrough before the game rather than keeping it in closed doors.
Right. And I saw some rah-rah before the game, too, and that's the first time I've seen that in a while.
Was that at our 50-yard line before the game?
Yeah.
I had never – that's the second time I had seen that. A few years ago,
they were still in civvies then.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We had a playoff game against Madison a few years ago and at home, and that same situation happened. So, I mean, I think that just creates some energy, but, no, I think our boys responded well. We just had to settle in.
Okay. Have you ever seen 75 points in the first half of a high school football game before?
I mean...
We've been doing this since 88, and I don't remember one ever that close.
Yeah, I mean, it felt like when it was halftime that it was a full game. That's what it felt like. So, knowing that it was at half, I said, holy moly, we got to slow these guys down. So,
right.
But no, I had never been a part of anything like that before.
Right. So take me into the halftime here. When you've had a half like that, adrenaline must be just coursing through these guys' veins at that point. What do you do to settle them down or keep them at that level? What is the atmosphere in the locker room for that game?
So usually we meet as a staff, offensively, defensively, and we go through it. Hey, this is what we're going to do. But I could hear a little commotion in the locker room. So went in there, blew the whistle a few times, walked them over to the whiteboard, got the defense together and said, hey, this is what we got to do in the second half. And made it real simple. The energy was already there. We just had to make a few adjustments for where they were trying to take advantage of us. And I thought we did that pretty well. And then their adjustments were to run the ball and get into overloaded sets, unbalanced, and try and run it on us when they had it. And they did score off that one time in the second half. But
okay,
we had shut some of that down.
All right. Well, we talked about the offense scoring 55 points. The defense allowed 54 points.
We did.
And I doubt that you've ever seen that before, have you?
No, that's the first time that I've given up 54 points in a football game. It's interesting when your family's there and the conversations you have after the game, especially when you grow up with a football coach as a dad, you know. So it was.
So was your dad there? Was he saying, where's your defense, boy?
He asked a few questions and, you know, but the guys played tough. And the message to the guys was pretty simple. We stepped up when we needed to. We made plays when we needed to. We forced four turnovers in the game. But we never gave up.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I've taken from this Grants Pass football team is they're resilient. You know, they've been down a couple times. We've been in some fights the last, since week one even, and there's no quitting this dog. So it's pretty cool to be a part of.
Oh, well.
I always feel like we're in the game.
No doubt. If there's any question marks, quite frankly, Coach, it's been on the defensive side, hasn't it?
Yeah.
We started with North Medford, and they really exposed that left side of your line. They had a hole there. North Salem saw that same game, and we saw almost exactly the same offense coming through that same hole. And I keep hearing it's changed, or we're shoring it up. How do you stand right now?
I feel pretty confident going into South Med this week. You know, Coach Singler is a great offensive coordinator. He's a great offensive mind. We've had to change a few things up front. So we've done some techniques that, quite frankly, we've had an issue against what's popular right now in football, and that's GH counter. So we've made a couple tweaks to our defense and changed a few things to try and handle that, or at least slow it down. Because that's where we're giving it up. Week one against North Med, they really wanted to attack the boundary.
Mm-hmm.
So they wanted to get into overload sets and go out the boundary. We had a smaller corner there. We had made that switch after week one and took that away. But there seems to be a spot where people really want to run at our one shade or our two eye. So we have to make a few adjustments in there to shore that up.
All right. So you say you're confident going in against South Medford. I bet you were confident going in against North Medford, too, and South Salem. What kind of confidence can we have that it's going to be solid here? What do you have to do to get a win against South Medford?
South has very, very talented running backs. Bridger Foss is, we got to stop.
It's a name we've known a long time.
Yeah. He's a great athlete. You know, I get to see him in other sports too, and it's hard not to be a fan of his, even though he goes to an opposing school, but we got to slow him down.
We won't like him on Friday night. After that, it's okay to like him
again. Exactly. Yep. Yep, we're enemies Friday night, but we have to stop his production if we want to be successful. We have to turn their running game into a passing game. We got to make them throw the ball. We got to get ahead of them. I think Lake Oswego proved that on film. They attacked South Medford. They made them throw the ball. And we have to be able to do the same thing if we're going to be successful Friday night.
Now, Lake Oswego, though, that's a pretty powerful football team. Can you do the same thing that they did?
Well, you know, they're a one-key team.
Mm-hmm.
If they see something, they're flying to the football. They make one read and go. So that's something that we've been working on for a long time, and hopefully it comes together Friday night, but that is the plan.
Okay. If you're going to make them throw, of course, once we get Foss out of the way, which is easier said than done, they've got a core of receivers over there that's pretty solid, too, and a lot of senior leadership.
They do. Yes. They're talented. You know, they've ran the same route combinations since I've been here, and I'm sure Bill's going to have a few wrinkles in there to mix it up, to counter. I think they have a really talented quarterback, too. He's really talented with his feet. I don't know how accurate he is on the run, but he can take off and get a first down if he needs to.
Are his feet more dangerous or his arm?
I think his feet are more dangerous.
All personally. Right. So can you get him running, or do you want to contain him in that pocket?
We want to keep him in the pocket.
Okay, so
and they want to get him on the edge.
And they want to get him on the edge. All right, so we know where the battle lies right now. If you keep him in the pocket, what kind of range does he have with his arm, and how accurate is he?
He's got a good high school arm. He's looking like he's throwing at 40, 45 yards. He can throw it, no problem. Accuracy, he wavers a little bit when there's people in his face, and that's what we got to do. We got to get pressure on him. We got to keep him in the pocket. I'd rather have him step up into our line than get on the edge and take off. But that's what we got to do. I want to make him throw it to the sideline. I know they like their deep outs and comebacks, and we got to make him throw that under pressure. And then our DB's got a chance to make a play on the ball.
All right. Can you get to him? Can you push him back? Can you sack him? Can you really make him nervous?
I believe so. I think we have a few pieces on our defensive line that can take advantage of their offensive line.
Out of the line.
You know, we got Connor up front. Connor Johnson's a great ball player. We got a few guys inside that can make some plays. You know, Wyatt Peterson went down a few years ago, and you can't replace Wyatt Peterson, but Tim Hart has stepped up from receiver to play defensive end.
Yeah, he had a pretty good defensive move in the fourth quarter last Friday night.
He did.
Game-winning touchdown.
Yeah, that's two games in a row where he's had an interception from the defensive line.
All right. And we've got him going both ways, too, don't we?
We do.
Okay,
we do.
So how deep is that? How many guys do you have going both ways right now? And I'm sure that's going to be a significant factor on Friday night.
I'd probably say 6 to 7 guys on each side of the ball.
That's you.
Yeah, but there's a few positions where, you know, we try and keep guys fresh. Our linebackers are one-way players, you know, but we see it more on the line. You know, we're a little thinner there, but we rotate about 6, 7 guys, and they're on the defensive line. Defensive back-wise, they rotate at receiver, but we have a starting group of receivers and a starting group of DBs that play one way. So,
line of scrimmage, who's going to control that? Can your defense control that line of scrimmage?
I believe so. I think we can get after them up front. You know, they have a great line surge. They really do. They fire off, and they're violent, and I think we're equally as violent up front. We have a tendency to play a little bit high, which we've been trying to correct. You know, we get tired, and we want to fight in there like grizzly bears and stand up and see who can go blow for blow. But if we play low, play with great extension, we should control the line of scrimmage. It's always the goal.
Well, you've got 4 games into it right now. So no more rookies, no more rookie mistakes. At this point, everybody is a veteran. Can you achieve that staying low? Or is it a mindset that you haven't overcome yet?
Yeah, I think it's gonna show up Friday night. I think it's going to show up Friday night, big time. Our interior, too, you know, we had a young guy in there at nose, he's a sophomore. He's seasoned now, like you said, 4 games in. He's ready to play ball. He's playing on both sides. You know, our tackle's playing on both sides. And they really do a great job in there. So we just got to keep the pad level down. But they're going to achieve that Friday night. I'm a firm believer that's going to happen.
All right. So we're putting the W up on Friday night.
Yeah, I believe we're going to win.
109 points again?
Yeah.
No?
No.
No, we're not going to score 109 points again.
No. No, I assume it's going to be lower scoring. You know, I think Bill Singler is going to try and control the clock. You know, that's been our emphasis all week is I think they're going to try and go on 4, 5, 6-minute drives. You know, keep our offense off the field and keep our defense on the field, and they're going to try and run the ball.
Similar to what North Medford did against you at Spiegelberg Stadium first game of the year.
That's correct.
Okay, so what's it like going up against Bill Singler, who is a dean of coaches here in Southern Oregon?
It's special, you know, and it's a guy I respect a ton. He's been doing it for a long time, and he's been successful. So to coach against someone like that with his prestige is it's special, like I said. It makes you feel good, but you can't be lackluster in your preparation. In any aspect of your preparation, you cannot be lackluster because he will find it.
Is he predictable in any part of the game?
There's things that he likes, and then he's got a few counters off of each one of those. So he does a good job of baiting the trap.
Oh, okay. What would a win feel like against Bill Singler?
I think for this group, I think it would be special. It would be special for this group. You know, this is a group of kids that you want to work hard for. And they've shown that all summer long. You know, we have a great group of seniors, and I have no issue putting in the time behind the scenes to help them so that they achieve their goals. And I mean, right now I feel like every win for these guys, and they're doing it in different, almost a different fashion every week. But it would be a great feeling, especially for these guys.
As from a fan's perspective here, looking over the thing, you put this game in a winnable situation. This game is a winnable game for Grants Pass, but a challenge nonetheless. You edged South Salem by one.
Yep.
Singler beat them by 10 with a much lower scoring game. Is that relevant right now? Is that something you look at? Is that something you can compare? And I take it that you've seen film of that game.
Yeah, I've watched it a few different times. I believe it is relevant. We're similar to South Salem in terms of how much we like to throw the ball and our ability to be explosive like them. South Medford did a great job of controlling the football offensively. So South Medford's best defense is their offense and keeping them on the field. You know, using the whole entire play clock, being able to run power and counter, being able to be simple, finding a weakness, isolating one guy, and making them make tackles against two very good running backs that run physical and hard.
So your charge is to get that offense off the field.
That's right.
As Coach Page laid that out for you?
Oh, yeah.
Get them off the field as soon as you can.
Yes. So we have to be successful on third down Friday night.
Okay.
We have to be successful.
Third down's key?
Yeah.
Okay, absolutely. Going back to offense just a little bit, I was really surprised once I really had a chance to sit back and look at the stats, because as close as the game was scoring-wise, statistically, the Cavemen were outplayed significantly. Thank goodness for a kickoff return and an intercepted pass. That really made the difference in the game.
Yeah, it did. You know, we're finding ways to win, and we're getting creative. So kids are stepping up in different places, but we're also spending a lot of time in those areas. So special teams isn't something that, you know, we just roll the football out. You know, we've got a couple different looks on each of our special teams, and we practice them.
Okay, all right. Well, good. We'll look forward to seeing some more of that, as a matter of fact. We're going to take a little break right now. You're listening to the Caveman Corner right here from KAJO Radio. We'll be back with more from the Caveman Corner right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
This is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. A woman was traveling on I-5 recently and started hearing a noise. She was, of course, worried about hotel and repair costs, but it turned out to be a simple issue and we got her back on the road with no charge, a bottle of water, and some snacks. Well done, Grants Pass. This is exactly what it means to be good stewards. Dave and I are so proud of you. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Welcome back to the Beacon Drive Abbey's Pizza. It's the Caveman Corner, ladies and gentlemen. Got a special on pizza tonight. Let me tell you, once again, it's their new special this month. It's the three cheese blend barbecue sauce chicken and onion pizza, $26.99. Get you the big one, and it'll feed some football players. Let me tell you what. All right, we've got head coach Robbie Zina here with us talking football. And every time I ask one of your coaches is about what's happening throughout the conference, I get, well, we'll focus one game at a time. And certainly you've got to have that focus. But I can't help believe that you can't help but look at the standings when you go into a football game also. I don't know where you're at. And right now you're kind of locked in a battle for third place with the South Medford Panthers. Is that part of the motivating factor at all? Can you use that?
I think so. You know, this is a team that really wants to make the playoffs and do well. And right now, South Medford's in the way.
Right.
If we're going to move on, we got to beat them.
Yeah, you know? By a half game, yep. One win will take care of that. Conversely, you also have been climbing in the standing statewide so far, and I know it's early. Well, we're getting to the halfway point of the year, but it started out in the 30s, and now we're up to 20th in the state. Are people watching that? Have you planned out how you're going to achieve one conference championship or certainly qualifying for the playoffs?
We have definitely noticed a few different things going on in terms of the hype. You know, we're getting more messages and emails to the coaching staff that Coach Page has had to answer.
Got a headline on the OSAA website this week.
Yeah, we did. And that's really cool and special, and the boys have seen that. And it's just a product of their success and how hard they've worked over the summer, and that, you know, hard work pays off. You know, but we're almost in that situation where you got to keep winning if you want to advance. So every moment of preparation matters. And that's what we've trained for. That's what we do.
The attitude on this team that I've seen so far this year is kind of unique in terms of the closeness that it has developed. Now, I've seen camaraderie before and brotherhoods, but it seems to be at another level this year with this team. And I'm not sure if that's the seniors or if it's the coaching staff or what has happened. Probably a combination of all those things just coming together. Is there a point in the season where that can wane a little bit, and being a halfway point might be one of those spots? Is that something you're concerned about or guard against?
No. I think our camaraderie bolsters this football team, and I think we showed that Friday night. I think if we weren't as close and we weren't as tight-knit and we haven't spent the time together as a staff and with the players, you know, I don't think that's a game we win. But I think because of that camaraderie and how these 24 seniors care and how close they are with each other, that's what got us to win Friday night.
We talk about that, and we all know that we've got some significant contributions from sophomores all the way, sophomores and juniors all the way through. And you say the seniors are carrying that? Are the underclassmen buying into it? Or is there any of that class warfare at all?
No, I don't see a lot of class warfare. We have some talented young football players on this team.
That's almost an understatement.
Yeah, it is. Trying to be a little bit humble about it, you know, because they have some time to go. And, you know, if we inflate the ego now, who knows what will happen by the time they're seniors. And, you know, they get their year, their last ride at it. But, no, we're getting some great contributions from young guys on the offensive side of the ball, especially. And then even on the defensive side of the ball with some juniors and sophomores playing football right now.
Well, great. It all comes together with under the auspices of team. Now, we've talked a little bit about this matchup coming up on Friday night. It's with South, I want to say South Salem. I've been saying South Medford for so long, I don't know why Salem keeps copying in there. At any rate, against South Medford, a traditional rival for the Grants Pass Cavemen, how big is this game? Obviously, you want to stay in the top four. Probably get up to third if you win this game. You probably would be there alone. But at the same time, this is a pretty talented conference here. How big is this game in relation to the rest of your schedule here? Knowing that you've got Sheldon and Sprague at the very end.
Yeah. You know, this last week I thought was a true test. You know, can we play football with the big dogs? South Salem has been very highly ranked the last two seasons. You know, we knew we had to beat them. They were a true test for us. And here's the other one. Here's the flip side. You know, we're going against a team that was throwing the ball 70, 80% of the time, and this week it's the exact reverse. They're going to run the ball 70, 80, 85% of the time and control the clock and not go fast. So, you know, can we play? We're going to find out Friday night.
Right. How is the offense ready for? I know the offense likes to go fast. That's what Coach Page wants to do. You practice fast. You want that tempo out there in order to try to wear down that other team. How success? Obviously, the point to output has been impressive for the Grants Pass offense this year. But I've not seen the other teams wear down very much. Is that just the level of football that we're playing?
I think so. You know, sometimes you play against a Sheldon-type football team, and you look up and the score's 45-7. And there's no time left on the clock, and you go, did we just play a football game?
Yeah.
You know? So I think our offense is very similar to that right now, where we can be physical at times when we run power and we get our offensive line going and they're blocking all the way downfield and putting people on the ground. And there's other times where we can get into some finesse football, run some route combos, and guys are wide open running down the field. So we're doing a good job of being physical and also confusing defenses. So Coach Page has a great offensive plan going.
Specifically,
what defensively, one thing you need to do defensively in order to win this game on Friday night.
Stop Bridger Foss.
Stop Mr. Foss.
Okay.
Have to stop him. Have you made any specific plans for him or given any of your defensive players specific assignments to key on him?
Yeah, we've broken
Sit
down.
Sit Connor Johnstone on him.
Yeah, teams like to run away from Connor, so that's pretty fun. But he's a very good ball player. No, we've broken down every game. I've watched every game multiple times, put a lot of hours in and gave good game plans to our kids. There are certain tells that they have that I hope we can exploit and see where they counter from that and see what their adjustments are. So, yeah, there is definitely a plan in place.
Okay. If you can't, is there an alternate plan?
Yes, there is.
Okay. Sure, just a little bit of that with us. Just give us a hint.
We're just going to do the best we can to get more guys at the point of attack.
Okay. First of all, how's the team's health right now? I know that we've had a couple of injuries along the way. Lost Wyatt Peterson. Oh, goodness. Big loss there. But he's been replaced. Not replaced. People have stepped up. That's a better way to put that. You don't replace a player like that. So is everybody healthy now? I know Mr. Lingo had a nagging injury there for a while. But how do we come out of the last four games?
Yeah, I just think, you know, we're going to get banged up halfway through the season. You know, we're dealing with all those nagging injuries that may have shown up in camp. You know, we got sore wrists, sore elbows. You know, your ankles are sore, those types of things. But I don't think it's anything we can't recover from in any way. We haven't had a year-ender anywhere, so besides Wyatt. But guys are ready to go Friday night. Nothing an ice bath and some tape can't fix.
Right. Do you have all the facilities you need at Grants Pass? I know we're pretty well outfitted there, but that's a question I've never asked before. When you need an ice bath, is it available for you?
Yes. I think we have a great staff. We have a great support staff as well. We have a really good trainer who stays on top of everything and communicates really well, lays out the plan after practice with some of our kids, and she does a really good job, and that's Katie Cole. I feel a lot of support from our athletic office and our administration, so if there's ever a want, you know, we get it. If we ask, we get it.
All right. You've obviously been around Grants Pass football for a while. What's it like playing in Metal Ingram Field compared to some of the other fields?
I've never played anywhere like it. And I remember 2015-16 was my first football season, and I walked out my first year teaching at Grants Pass High School. I was 25 years old, and I said, wow, they just keep coming in. They just keep filling it. And it's been a special feeling, and there's no better place to play.
Full stands on both sides, and you're in close to the football players. Have you seen other players react to that, other visiting teams react to the environment at Mel Ingram?
I think we have a real home field advantage. I really do. I think it's loud. It's hard to hear. I know when our crowd's yelling, my kids can't hear me defensively, so that's why we got to be locked in. And we might make a few mistakes every once in a while when they can't hear it. But, yeah, we have a real home field advantage. We really do.
Can you quantify what that home field advantage means in terms of points or time of possession? Or
I just think that any time we're home, we have a really good chance of winning. I just think that that's where we are.
All right. Well, you're on the road on Friday night. How does that affect that?
We're going to be in Medford. It's close. We'll travel everybody there. You know, the crowd will be there. We'll pack our side. We'll be ready to go.
Team has a history of playing pretty well at Spiegelberg Stadium. We've come away with some wins there.
Yeah, it's a historic field against, you know, a historic coach with a great pedigree. So our kids will be ready to go.
Oh, you sound like you're really anticipating this one.
Yes.
Looking forward to it?
Yes, greatly.
All right. You're listening to the Caveman Corner here on KAJO Radio. I want to make a couple announcements just before news time here because we have always carried K-Band football on KAJO Radio with a couple of years there. But primarily it's been on KAJO. This Friday night, however, it's not going to be on KAJO. Why is that? Well, the Oregon Ducks have scheduled a game on Friday night, and we're contractually obligated to play the Ducks game on KAJO Radio. So we're going to move Caveman Football over to KLDR, our sister station. That's at 98.3 FM or KLDR.com. You can follow it in both places. So that's coming up. Just wanted to make that programming note that you're aware of. Incidentally, following tonight's program, about 5 minutes after we get off the air here at 7:30, it's the Ducks Coaches Show right here on KAJO Radio. Coming to you once again live from Abby's Pizza at the Beacon Drive, Abby's Pizza. Come on down, join us.
Soft drink is free if you wear your caveman gear with an order. Just fill it up and enjoy. And don't forget that bar. You can probably smell that barbecue sauce about anywhere. Give them a call or go to abbys.com. And they'll get that pizza right out to you. You're listening to the Caveman Corner here on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon, 1270 AM, 99.7 FM, and on the World Wide Web at KJO.com. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Beacon Drive Abbey's Pizza for the second half hour of the Caveman Corner. And let's see, Coach Zanin? I'm sorry. Robbie, listen, introduce the players that you brought with you here tonight for our fans.
Yeah, we got a couple guys here. We got Isaac Johnson, plays wide receiver, defensive back for the Cavemen. We brought our center tonight, Alex Lingo. And then we brought our punting and kicking specialist, Parker Roberts.
The kid with the educated toe. All right. Hey, Coach, thank you very much. All right, guys. First of all, before I get into any individual questions, and we'll do that because we want to get to know you. But what was it like playing in a game where your team put up 55 points, 75 total points scored in the first half, 109 points on the scoreboard when everybody was done? What was that like? Anybody? Stand in there, Alex.
Unreal.
Was it unreal?
It was unreal.
How'd you feel at the end?
Beat down.
I'll bet. All right, Parker, how'd it feel? What was it like on the sidelines?
First quarter in the game was actually really stressful.
I'll bet.
We haven't been down in a game like that, and especially going up one of our toughest opponents. And after the game was over, honestly felt relieved and just like.
All right. Isaac, you're in the middle of it. What was it like?
It was amazing. It felt like a miracle.
Okay, I believe that. Now, at the end, it didn't look like anybody wanted to leave. The crowd just stayed on the field for a long, long time. What was it like both during the game and in that post-game situation?
It just felt like a lot of love. We get a lot of love from our fans. And during the game, it was very stressful because it was just head-on-head. Like, 55-54 was crazy. But after the game, it was just amazing being there with all our fans and our family.
All right. Well, first of all, congratulations to all of you. And, get right up on those. Congratulations to all of you. And share that with the rest of the team, by all means. It was an amazing game to behold and be able to broadcast. So we certainly enjoyed it. The people who listen, that was excitement right to the very end. So thank you all very much for an unusual game. I've never been part of a game like that before. And we've seen quite a few. All right, Isaac, let's deal with you. You had a pretty good game that night, right? Three touchdowns?
Yes, sir.
All right, tell me about those.
Not really much to say. I just saw the ball coming, grabbed him from our quarterback, Jordan Rosetta. He did amazing reading the plays, reading the DBs. And when the opportunity came, he threw it to me, and I had to get him.
All right. How did you get free all night long?
Just mainly being able to read the field. I use my speed.
All right. How fast are you? Do you have any 40 times that you care to share, or are you the fastest man on the field, second fastest? You tell me.
I think it's between me and Trayton Powers. Last time I checked, I had a 4.55 40, but that's been a while.
All right. Do you know what Trey's is?
He'd probably say him or me.
All right. Okay. 4.59. Did it 4.59?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's blazing speed. What I've been amazed at Trey is how quickly he is at full speed. All right. Can you match that? Go ahead, brag a little bit if you can.
That's tough. I don't know. Trayton, he's a dog. I don't think I could match his top speed.
All right. Now, you play not only offense but some defense, too. Tell me about that. Must have been some challenges on Friday night.
I didn't play a lot. I didn't play defense at all on Friday night. I haven't played defense, actually, this year.
Oh, okay.
I was mainly of a last year.
I think you're on the depth chart there somewhere on defense.
Yeah, I'm probably, like, fourth string.
Okay. All right. Now, when you're not playing football, what do you do for fun? Can you get away from this involving sport here? Can you relax and put it out of your mind for a while?
No.
Impossible, huh? This year, anyway.
especially this year. If we get it out of our minds, then we're probably not going to play as good. So that's what this year's got to be about, is just football.
All right. Is that attitude pervasive throughout the team, top to bottom, do you think?
I believe so.
Okay. Because this team seems to have a unique connection top to bottom that we've never seen before, or at least at this level. We always see some camaraderie and some brotherhood, but this team seems to have taken it to the next level. Now, you're a senior, so you've been around for at least 3 or 4 years for this. Have you seen that same thing? Is this team different that way?
The difference between the team this year and years prior is we've had a lot of bonding, and we've known what it's been like to be like down in the trenches, not doing very good. And we've just had a lot of leaders decide they want to pick it up and do our best. So we get with all the young guys, everyone, and we just bond, because the closer the team is, the better.
Okay, you're a senior. What are you studying in high school right now, getting ready for the rest of your life?
I'm just doing all the basic classes. In college, I want to do business, and I'll probably take that with Dutch Rose. That's why I'm working at Dutch Rose now, so I could probably go to Arizona.
Oh, all right. Do they have a program, a mentorship program like that for Dutch Bros?
Dutch Bros doesn't. I'll probably just end up going to school, mainly for football, but get a business degree with it.
Yeah, well, as a matter of fact, you need that business degree. You just want to go after the money too, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. So tell me about where you work at Dutch Bros. When do you work? When can I get a free kicker?
Hey, right after this, you can get the free kicker.
Oh, okay. All right.
I work right now 4 days a week, on Mondays and Wednesdays after practice and school. I just go there till 10 p.m., and I work probably like 12-hour shifts on the weekends.
Okay, so you're a busy boy then, playing football, and sounds like close to a full-time hours with Dutch Bros.
Yes, sir.
So, all right. How much of their coffee do you drink?
Well, I get it free throughout all of Grants Pass, so I have a lot.
Bet you do. All right. Okay. You said going to school in Arizona. Have you had any outreach there, or have you reached out to a school?
Oh, I apologize. I'm trying to go to a school, a two-year school in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Palomar. It's a really good JUCO school for football, but...
I'm familiar with Palomar.
After that, I want, with my business degree, I'm going to go to a four-year school, finish off my eligibility years, and then I'm going to try to take that business degree and get a job at headquarters in Arizona.
Okay. Well, good luck. Ambitious. Good. Isaac Johnson here. We'll be right back to talk with you more. Alex Lingo. Alex, step up to the microphone there. You're right in the middle of the battles most of the time, aren't you both? Well, certainly on offense as the center.
Yeah.
And on defense, how much do you play also?
None at all.
Not at all yet?
I don't even think I'm on the depth chart for defense.
All right, okay.
I think if you were to look at OSAA, it would just say center.
Just center.
Yeah.
All right. You had an injury early in the year. How are you? Everything okay?
Oh, yeah, everything's great.
Okay.
Doing A-okay.
All right. What's it like being in the center of that line? Every play revolves around you initially.
Yeah.
You start every play of the football game, of the offense.
Yeah.
Is that extra pressure here, or is it just come naturally to you?
I mean, this is my fourth year playing center, so you just kind of learn to deal with it. It's nothing out of the ordinary, you know.
Well, it depends on the way you play it, how ordinary it is. Tell me about, do you handle long snaps also?
No.
Okay.
That's Jace McGowan's job.
All right. Well, what is your job besides hiking the football once it leaves your hands?
Well, I got to look for who's in my gap, who's my priority, who do I have to block, am I getting up to second level or not, stuff like that. And then, you know, I always like to make sure I'm near the ball, so I get downfield. I try to help up the ball carrier, just the little things.
All right. If you're trying to open up a hole then for the ball carrier or protect the quarterback either way?
Yeah.
Okay. And when you're not playing football, what do? To relax, to have fun.
Well, see, I work at Taco Bell, but then...
Oh, we're getting lots of different plugs in tonight, aren't we?
Yeah.
Which Taco Bell?
I work at Allen Creek. That's the one by Albertsons.
Albertsons. Mm-hmm. Okay. And what do you do?
At Taco Bell or in my free time?
Yeah, Taco Bell.
See, I do pretty much everything. I'm one of the only people there who's actually cross-trained to do service and make food.
Oh, so. good. All right. Well, that shows you have some capabilities and some flexibility.
Yeah. Okay. It's not as hard as some people make it look.
It can be as easy as you make it, and that's usually a result of hard work, and that may come out of playing football, huh?
Maybe.
All right. Now, what do you do to have fun, to relax?
If I'm not playing football or working, I'm usually hanging out with whoever's available, or I'm just relaxing in my house.
All right. Is it video games? Is it video games, video challenges? Do you get out and do some other things?
I really don't.
Play basketball on the weekends?
No, I'm probably one of the worst basketball players you'll ever meet.
Okay.
No, I really don't play video games anymore. If I'm just in my free time, I'm probably just listening to music.
What music?
A lot of rock, a lot of hip-hop, a lot of stuff.
Okay, all right. Do you use music when you're getting ready for a game?
Oh, yeah. I'm usually the one who has control over the speaker, like pre-game.
Oh, really? All right. And do you get requests from the other players? Put this on?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Everyone thinks they have a banger. I think everyone wants to hear it.
Okay, but you control it.
I mean, most of the time. I'm usually the one who actually goes out and gets the speaker. Yeah, or just takes the initiative to bring it up in the first place.
Okay. Long-term plans, because you're a senior too. Mm-hmm. What are your plans ahead?
Nothing's concrete right now, but I'm thinking I want to be a personal trainer after high school.
Okay, wave your magic wand. Make that happen. How's that going to happen?
I intend to go to a two-year at first, at least, and get my my associate's degree in exercise science.
Any particular one you've got your eye on right now?
No, not really.
Okay, but one with a football program?
No, I don't intend to play college football at all.
Really?
Yeah.
After all of this, you're satisfied with your football career, and you're just going to move on?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, best of luck moving on. And as a personal trainer, why? And what does that entail?
I just like helping people in general. It's nice to see someone move forward and make progress and knowing that you were a part of that and helping them.
Are we talking, what, weights in a weight room or just general well-being? What?
Yeah, mostly that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Okay, so you must spend some time in the gym or the weight room.
Not as much recently because of football, but, yeah, in my off time, I definitely do. I intend to hit the weight room pretty hard after football.
All right. How strong are you?
Not that strong.
Not that strong?
Not that strong.
You're not in the Connor Johnstone category? You're not a 1,000-pounder yet?
No, the only other one on the team who's in the 1,000-pound club is Jed Stewart.
Yeah, okay. Right.
He's pretty strong.
He's pretty strong. Okay. Alex, thank you very much. And let's see, we've got at least one more young man to get to. We're going to get to him right after this 1 minute caveman timeout.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Beacon Drive Abbey's Pizza. Final quarter hour of the Caveman Quarter tonight, and we've got one more senior here to talk to. Let's see. Hey, Grants Pass won this last Friday night, 55-54. We mentioned earlier that there was a game-winning touchdown and an intercepted pass by young Mr. Hart, but that only tied the score. Next young man put up the final point here. All right, Parker, tell me what that felt like.
At first, felt really stressful. I had all the weight on my shoulders right now, or at that moment.
As you're running out, knowing what the situation is,
yeah.
Huh?
And you know, if I would have missed, I would have been hosed by the team.
Hosed.
Yeah.
Okay.
I
won't ask
hazed,
you.
Sorry,
about,
not hosed. Hazed. Sorry.
Hazed.
Sorry.
Okay. And I won't ask what that would be all about anyway. Does that kind of pressure come with every kick, or that one in particular was pretty special, I bet?
Just that one mainly. You know, we haven't beat South Salem, and that one honestly secured it for us. That was a honestly respect game for us, and we got it done.
You did get it done. Now tell me about your kicking powers. Where'd you learn to kick? Where does that power come from?
My dad taught me to kick when I was younger.
How young?
Probably 6 or 7 years old.
Really? Okay, so you've been kicking for a long time.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, because you're not a big guy here. I don't know, you're kind of slight build here.
Yeah.
So where does that power come from? From the legs, from the technique, you tell me?
Both, honestly, and I have the proper technique. Some kids don't learn in high school, and because normally high schools don't really teach it. They just ask someone if they can kick a ball, and, well, I've been trying to get the techniques down for punting and kicking, and my dad's helped me through it the whole way.
What technique do we need to know? What could you tell a young kicker out there?
Just stay confident in yourself, and just don't try to kill the ball. Just focus on your contact. That's probably the big thing.
Focus on your contact. Soccer style?
For kickoff and PATs, yes. For punt, you just want to swing straight up and down.
All right. What's the difference in technique for the two? Obviously, from what we've seen.
For kickoff or PAT?
Sure. No. Well, either one, yeah. What's the difference between kickoff, PAT, and a punt?
So kickoff, you get a running start at it, and it's just you and the ball at that point. PAT, you're getting rushed by 11 people, and you have to trust in your holder. He gets the ball down. And then punting is pretty much all on you, that you catch the snap, get the mold right so you can drop it right on your foot and send it away.
How much time do you put in practicing?
A lot.
A lot.
This last winter, I probably kicked over 2,000 footballs.
Oh, my goodness. And where do you do that? Does a coach help you out with that? You get the football, or where do you go?
Yeah, during the winter workouts, I had Coach Jason Lavelle help me, and my dad helped me out a lot right after my knee surgery last year.
Mm-hmm.
Came back stronger and better.
You're 100% then?
Yes, sir.
Came back stronger?
Yes, sir, I feel like.
You feel like, okay. What do you do to stay in shape to keep that strength up?
Honestly, just staying in the weight room and staying away from, like, junk food and all that. Like, just keep myself fit.
Did you have any of this pizza?
I did.
Okay, all right. So it's good, healthy stuff, folks. All right.
Yes.
Abby's pizza is okay. All right. Now, when you're not kicking footballs or playing football, what do you do for fun?
Probably I go hunting and fishing with my brothers.
All right. What do you like to hunt? Because we're getting into that season. Are you ready?
Yeah, we just ended elk season, actually, last weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. Heading into deer season this weekend.
How'd you do for the elk season?
We didn't see much. We didn't shoot anything. But
where'd you go? Generally
classified.
Generally.
Oh, generally.
Oregon.
on the West Coast.
Okay. Well, we nailed that one down, didn't we? Now, going after deer here, you're gonna have a little bit better luck with the deer season.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Okay. You got them all spotted out right now?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Mainly for deer season, I've got it figured out. Mm-hmm. Elk season's the hard part.
Okay. Rifle or bow?
Rifle for deer.
Okay. What do you use?
This year I'm using a 30-30.
Mm-hmm.
So
30-30 lever action, or
yep.
Okay. No. Iron sights?
Yep.
Ooh,
keep it classic.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, what are you studying in high school? You're a senior. What are your plans ahead here? And how are you gonna get there?
I'm studying the basics right now, like Isaac said, just trying to get through high school, honestly. Keep my grades up, obviously, to go to college. I'm trying to go to a 4-year Division I to go play football. I would really love to study criminal justice over there. If football doesn't work out, I'm either going to be in law enforcement.
Criminal justice? You're going to be a cop?
Yes, sir.
I say that kind of facetiously, but it's a noble occupation, believe me.
It's either a police officer or like a ranger or a...
Why?
I don't know. Honestly, just the... Sometimes you get the adrenaline rush going, and...
Well, you have to control that in those those particular positions.
Yes, sir.
So have you picked out a particular spot to go yet?
I've been looking into a few colleges. This last summer, I traveled the whole west side, traveling through Montana, Colorado, and going through Utah, hitting up football camps and stuff, checking out campuses. I'm really interested a lot in Missoula up at Montana.
Yeah, all right. Beautiful country there.
All right.
Well, best of luck to you there.
Thank you much.
And to all of you, what's your one goal for this game Friday night against the Panthers?
Honestly, just to beat them. And because we haven't beat South Med in, what was it, 2 years?
Ever.
Yeah, we haven't beat them ever. I'm just hoping to kick the crap out of them.
He's a kicker, folks, right? Okay. Alex, do you have any special assignments for this Friday night?
Just block the guy in front of you.
Same every time, huh?
Yeah, it gets pretty vanilla after a while.
All right. Any particular feelings about going up against the Panthers?
I mean, it's a good rivalry. I mean, it's definitely not as, at least for me, it's not as intense as North Medford, but South Medford's still a good rival. They've always been good at football. We've never beat them, like Parker said.
Okay, and well, it's time. Hadn't beaten South Salem either.
Yeah, we hadn't. No, they'd always blown us out.
All right, well, maybe it's our turn. All right, Isaac, what's your particular assignment this Friday night?
Just play to the best of my ability and have our whole team just stay steady all the way through.
All right, keep your eye on the football. Have good hands.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, best of luck to each one of you here. We want to, if you'd share that with your teammates, of course, we'll have it on the air. And once again, hope we see you back here on the Caveman Corner before the season's over. So, guys, good luck. Isaac, if you could stick around a little bit after we get off the air here, I'd have a couple of questions for you. All right, Coach, come back over here. If you got a second here. All right. Big game, and we've talked about how big this game is on Friday night. But off the air, you were talking to me a little bit about what it really means in terms of rivalry and what's going on here with the Southern Oregon Conference, or at least the Southern Oregon teams and what's left of that conference.
Yeah, I mean, there's only three of us left now that are playing big 6A football. You know, we lost Roseburg this year down to 5A, and they seem to be having some success. But in terms of rivalries and respect, there's only three of us left. So anytime these three teams get to play each other, Grants Pass, South Medford, North Medford, I think it's pretty special. And it's a close enough game where, you know, everyone can work a full day's work and the parents can come and watch and support their kids. And it's special. It's special. We're the last three.
We're the last three. And some of these rivalries have been going back a long time. I know the North Medford one is legendary. It's well over 100 years. South Medford, not near as long, but just as intense. Which team you want to beat, or is it both equally?
I always want to beat them. So they're the teams closest in proximity. You know, I want to control the area, control Southern Oregon before we jump on the road. And
a lot of bragging rights here in Southern Oregon.
Yeah, it's a big deal. And, you know, there's no love lost. They're going to prepare for us. They want to beat us, and we want to do the same thing.
All right. All right, Coach, thank you very much. Best of luck on this coming Friday night.
Thank you for having me.
Beat the Panthers.
Go Cavemen.
There you go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, once again, a couple of programming notes. Once again, if you've just joined us this Friday night, because of what's going on with Duck football, Duck football will be on KAJO this Friday night. I think the pregame begins about 6 o'clock, but we'll double-check that and get that out to you. In the meantime, we are moving the Caveman football game over to KLDR 98.3 FM. We're contractually obligated to play the Ducks on KJO, and we can't get out of that. So we'll move the Caveman football over to KLDR 98.3 FM, KLDR.com. And by all means, mark that on your calendar. We don't want you to miss it because it promises to be just as exciting game as last Friday night. Now, coming up momentarily here on the radio, of course, we'll have a little bit news once we sign off here from Abby's Pizza. But following that, it's going to be the Ducks Coaches Show with head coach Dan Lanning. That's going to be happening right here on KAJO Radio. Usually follows our Caveman Corner, unless the Ducks have a bye week, at which point they take off. And we want to tip our hats once again to Abby's Pizza, Abby's legendary pizza here in Grants Pass. Two locations to serve you. And thank you to Abby's for supporting the local schools and athletes and all the coaches. Generations of families and players have all benefited from Abby's support of Caveman football. I know this has been a gathering place after the game for many, many years for many, many people. And we hope you'll pass along your thanks to Abby's Pizza. Real quickly, let me see if I can find a phone number here. At any rate, I should know it right off the top of my head, but I tell you what, if you go to Abby's.com, you can get that order in, and within 30, 45 minutes, they'll have it out for you. And it's a $26.99 special pizza tonight, three cheese blend with barbecue sauce, chicken, and onions, and it is good, folks. All right, for our all of our guests at Caveman Corner, we want to tip our hats to our engineer. That's Rain Redfield. Executive producer is Brian Deonte. I'm Chuck Benson for the Grants Pass Caveman at the Caveman Corner. See you on Friday night.
You have been listening to the Caveman Corner, brought to you by Abby's Legendary Pizza from their Beacon Drive location. You are invited every Wednesday night through football season to join us in the Caveman Corner.